In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are presented with this second Sunday after the Easter celebration with the image of our Lord as the Good Shepherd, the one who cares for his sheep, even to the shedding of his blood. The Good Shepherd knows his own, and they in turn know him. And in this intimate relationship, they are drawn more deeply into relationship with the Father. In order for this relationship to flourish in our lives, there must be the one who leads, the Good Shepherd, and there must be the ones who follow, the sheep. While it may not necessarily be comfortable for us to envision or imagine ourselves as sheep, that is precisely who we are in this image that the Lord presents to us. And for that, we should be grateful. After all, he makes very clear twice in our gospel the fact that he does indeed lay down his life for his sheep. The hireling who may every once in a while care for the sheep, when trouble comes, he will leave and abandon them, and the sheep will find themselves at the mercy of the wolves, and they themselves will scatter. Sadly, this is the world in which we find ourselves in, both outside and, sadly, with inside of the church herself. There are times those who seemingly are caring for us, but at the sign of trouble, at the sign of any type of uncomfortableness, at the sign of any type of disfavor from the world itself, we find ourselves abandoned and bereft. But if we stay with the Lord and follow after the Lord, regardless of the things that swirl around us, we will find ourselves safe and secure. This safety and this security have nothing to do with material possessions and the having of things. It is a safety and security that touches us in the very fabric of who we are, in the very essence of who we are. And that is this relationship in new life that Christ has forged for us by the shedding of his body and blood, by giving us the very gift of himself and allowing us to continue to remain in constant contact with him through the celebration of the Most Holy Eucharist. St. Peter reminds us in our epistle that in his suffering, in his sacrifice as the Good Shepherd, he has left a model for each of us as well. As he has done, so we must do. In following him in all humility, what is required of us is that we follow him in the way that he himself went. We must be willing to suffer. We must be willing to sacrifice. Only then can we truly be in relationship with he who is the Good Shepherd. But if we do that, then we don't find ourselves wandering bereft or astray, as St. Peter reminds us, but instead we return to and find our foundation in Christ, who is Shepherd and Guardian of our souls. These are the words of Scripture, but in truth, brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, do I govern my life by what it is I hear proclaimed in Scripture? Because these are not merely guidelines, nor are they merely rhetorical devices, but the very explication, the very essence of how we are to live every single moment of my life. Christ is my shepherd. He is the guardian and the caretaker of my soul. I begin and end and move throughout my day in intimate relationship with him. At least I should be striving for that, because it is only then in that way that I will truly be able to become the new man that Christ has gained for me by giving us the gift of himself. But what this translates into practically is that we first and foremost have to embrace the virtue of humility, to be pliable in the hands of God, so that indeed we can hear his voice and respond generously to him. And once we respond to him courageously, to allow him to lead us wherever it is he wants to take us, if that involves sacrifice and suffering, which at times it will, we rejoice that we have been found worthy to suffer in the name of the Lord. We embrace the sacrifices, knowing that if we die with Christ, we will live with him in this life and in the life to come. These are not pious platitudes, nor are there things that dangle in front of us to tempt us to strive to be good without actually being able to realize that. in the flesh, we can cooperate with the graces that God has bestowed upon us. This is not only the revelation of the incarnation, but it finds its fulfillment when the Lord gives us the gift of life on the cross. We can indeed do that which God asks and requires of us. But it begins by listening to his voice. It begins with a willingness to follow after him, even to the shedding of my own blood and the gift of my own body. It means looking at my life and assessing in each moment of my life, am I truly governed by God? And do I allow him to be the guardian of my soul? The Lord makes very clear that he wants only the best for us. He cares for us. This is why the hireling disappears at the first sign of trouble. The Lord remains steadfast, constant, and sure. And we pray for those same virtues in our own lives. Steadfastness, constancy, and surety. But we do that not as the ones who lead, but as the ones who follow. And we do so in all humility, allowing the Lord to form and mold us into his image and likeness. As we continue to contemplate the new life that has been given to us in this Easter season, let us rejoice in the blessings of this great and good shepherd. And to the graces of this Eucharistic sacrifice, let us pledge to him yet again our willingness to listen to his voice, to follow him wherever he may lead me, that I may enjoy the beauty and fruit of life everlasting, both now and for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.